His father was born on the island of Menorca, in the town of Mahon, M-A-H-O-N. And his mother brought her children over here about 1842, because my great-grandfather served in the United States Navy and was drowned in line of duty. He was a wardroom purser on the Plymouth, the sloop of war Plymouth. And he was drowned in Montevideo Harbor, coming from the pay, with the payroll to the ship, and somehow he was drowned. And now on my father's mother's side, the family originated in France, came to San Domingo, and their properties first were seized by the revolutionary government, and then confiscated, of course, by the slave rebellions when they fled and came to this country.
And your grandfather's family were Menorcan for a long time?
My grandfather's family was mixed. The mother was from Menorca, but the father was from Naples. But he was evidently a naturalized American citizen.
Mm-hmm. Do you know how much schooling your father's parents had?
Well, I don't know definitely, but they must have been very well educated in the private schools that existed in New Orleans at that time, because there's a family anecdote to the effect that the French consul came down and was talking to the ladies, and when he left, he said, "These are the first people who still speak in the past definite of the academy." So they must have had a pretty good, and judging from his library, they were very cultured, well educated.
What sort of work did they do?
He was a broker in cattle, who handled cattle that was brought in from the western part of the state into New Orleans, which he disposed of to the abattoirs or the slaughterhouses.
Did his wife work?
No. Mm-hmm. No Creole lady worked in the old days.
Oh.
That would have been entirely out of place.
Are you married?
No.
Have you ever been?
No.
Okay. Well, as I very briefly said in the letter, this interview is to determine various speech patterns in New Orleans, and it's by interviewing a lot of different people and getting them to say the same words that we learn what words are used and how they pronounce different words. So just to begin at the very beginning, this is simply for pronunciation. Would you count to 15?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
And a few more numbers. The number after 19 is?
20.
And after 26?
27.
After 29?
30.
After 39?
40.
After 69?
70.
After 99?
100.
After 999?
That would be 1,000.
And 10 times 100,000 would be?
And that would be 1,000,000.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And if there were a line of men, you would say the man at the head of the line is the?
Is the first in line?
Yes. So counting back from first.
First.
Count back for the first 10. First.
First, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth.
Mm-hmm. And you might say you feel you get your good luck a little at a time, but your bad luck comes all at?
In bunches.
Well, all at.